colonies is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.
I think that when people hear the president speak, frankly, they think he's really stupid.
If you don't stand for anything, you don't stand for anything. If you don't stand for something, you don't stand for anything.
But what people don't realize is that there is a genius behind the stupidity.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Yes. And that genius is Harlan McRaney.
Fool me, you can't get fooled again. I wrote that. You have to understand one thing about the American people. They are not interested in a politician that speaks smoothly or who insists on using real words or who can actually talk.
In my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it.
The American people of today's Americas want a politician who can speak their language and speak it badly.
Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
I like to start the whole process by writing my ideas on index cards. Then I concentrate on pinpointing.